It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, September 11th, 2023, 22nd anniversary of 9/11. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Morocco earthquake. Massive earthquake in Morocco, a very rare event in that North African country, has left more than 2,000 people dead. This hit Friday night. It's estimated at a magnitude 6.8, although there's some estimates putting it as high as a 7.1. Another 2,000 people reportedly injured. More than 1,400 are believed to be critical, and the death toll is expected to rise as search and rescue efforts continue. The earthquake's epicenter in Morocco, around 44 miles south of the capital city of Marrakesh. Topic number 4, quid pro quo. Newly disclosed documents, memos from the State Department, reveal that in late 2015, a task force of State, Treasury, and Justice Department officials declared that Ukraine had made adequate progress in anti-corruption reforms and deserved a new $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee. The memos obtained by the news site Just the News, justthenews.com, showed that a senior State Department officials, told Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin that they were impressed with his office's work, that U.S. officials faced pressure from the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma to make allegations of corruption against the company go away, and that a top U.S. official in Kyiv blamed Hunter Biden for undercutting U.S. anti-corruption policies in Ukraine through his dealings with Burisma. These documents contradict the narrative that's been crafted by Democrats since the 2019 impeachment of Donald Trump. Just weeks after the U.S. government declared that Ukraine was making adequate progress in fighting corruption, then Vice President Joe Biden threatened then Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko with the loss of that $1 billion loan guarantee unless he fired prosecutor Viktor Shokin. And at the time, Shokin was investigating Burisma for corruption, and the company was paying Joe Biden's son Hunter and Hunter's business partner Devin Archer $83,333 per month to serve on the board of directors, even though neither man spoke Ukrainian. And Hunter Biden, at least, had no experience whatsoever in the energy business. Again, Biden threatened to withhold that $1 billion loan guarantee. Shokin was later fired. The money was freed. This prompted Donald Trump, during his term as president, to call Poroshenko's successor, Volodymyr Zelensky, the current president of Ukraine, to ask him to investigate. Democrats howled and then impeached Donald Trump for allegedly using his office for personal political gain, which is exactly what Joe Biden did when he was vice president. Interesting that this information is getting out. Now it appears that the deep state is allowing information to reach the public that would sort of gently edge President Biden toward the door before the 2024 election. By the way, over the weekend, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had to abruptly end a news conference, which President Biden was holding in Hanoi, Vietnam. He traveled to Vietnam after the G20 summit in India, cut the president off in the middle of a sentence as Biden was off script, rambling and mumbling about the third world, about a conversation with China's Premier Li Qiang. It was not a good look. Biden looked unfocused, confused, mumbling, and then his press secretary just basically says, "This ends the press conference." Joe Biden should have been allowed to retire, but the deep state needed somebody, anybody that they could put up against Donald Trump, who was electable. And frankly, the Democrats didn't have anybody else. Joe Biden was the least bad candidate. And that's the dilemma for Democrats heading into 2024. They don't really have a better candidate. And if they push Biden out of the way and don't allow Kamala Harris to run, who's even less popular than Biden, there will be a rebellion inside the Democratic Party. Topic number 3, sanctuary. Things have gotten so out of control at our southern border that northern cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, not exactly on the border, are being overwhelmed by tens of thousands of migrants compared to the literal millions that have crossed the border since Joe Biden took office in 2021. Thanks to the governors of Texas and Florida, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, who've been busing and flying migrants to cities they'd rather go to. I mean, they're, you know, getting signatures of these migrants. You want to go to New York? Yeah, okay, sign me up. The cities in the north are now finding themselves in political crisis because their facilities are being overwhelmed. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams said last week the crisis was going to destroy New York City. Hey, maybe next time don't run on a policy of being a sanctuary city. You declare yourself open to migrants? Texas, Florida, just kind of facilitating what you said you wanted. Well, the loving and tolerant liberal ladies on ABC's television program The View actually said last week that migrants need to be kicked out of New York City, spread them around the country. The problem was that places like, say, Peoria, Illinois, for example, as far as I know, have not declared themselves to be sanctuaries for people who've crossed the border illegally, unlike New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., Portland, etc. The ladies on The View also blamed the migrant crisis on climate change. I bet you didn't know Joy Behar was a climate expert. It's all well and good when migrants are locked up in Texas, but when they're actually sleeping on the streets of New York City where the people on the ladies of The View can see them, well, that's just not acceptable. In Chicago, city leaders are facing all kinds of protests from residents there who are upset that the city is spending millions of dollars trying to take care of illegal migrants when the city itself is facing just a rash of uncontrolled crime and violence on its streets. Apparently, the city is running out of space on police precincts for migrants to sleep, where some have been sleeping since May. They're now putting them up in O'Hare Airport. That's what you're seeing on the screen behind me, hiding them behind black curtains so people don't have to look at them. But they've got more than 400 migrants now sleeping at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. About 14,000 migrants have been sent to Chicago from Texas. Again, 433 now sleeping on the floor at O'Hare. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sent a letter to the White House asking for help from the federal government. White House reportedly considering a new policy to deal with this crisis, a remain in Texas policy, forcing Texas to hold all of these migrants until the government can process their claims of asylum. What about the remain in Mexico policy under the Biden or under the Trump administration? That seemed to do a better job. I mean, in fact, when you look at the policies there, the number of unaccompanied children and families encountered by the U.S. Border Patrol at the southern border, notice how it exploded after January of 2021. What's even more telling is the number of Chinese migrants who've been encountered at the southern border and how that has jumped in 2023. If this is anything but an invasion, I don't know what that word is. Topic number two, the Second Amendment in New Mexico. Apparently, Friday evening, New Mexico's Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham decided that she could just unilaterally suspend the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. She issued an emergency order suspending the right of citizens to open and conceal carry firearms in Albuquerque and the surrounding county for at least 30 days. She declared a public health emergency in response to a recent rash of gun violence in Albuquerque, including an 11-year-old child who was shot outside of a ballpark there a couple of weeks ago. For some reason, Governor Grisham appears to believe that violent criminals will follow her orders. In effect, the governor of New Mexico has declared that the Second Amendment does not exist due to an emergency. Under this novel legal theory, all of our rights guaranteed by the Constitution are not rights, simply privileges that government granteth and government taketh away. Now, to their credit, Bernalillo County District Attorney Sam Bergman, who once served as Democratic Party leader, was appointed by Lujan Grisham on Saturday, joined Albuquerque's Mayor Tim Keller and Police Chief Harold Medina, saying they would not enforce the order. Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen said in a press release that the temporary ban challenges the foundation of the Constitution. Republicans in New Mexico, state lawmakers there, immediately calling for Lujan Grisham to be impeached because of the order. Even far-left anti-gun guys like California Congressman Ted Lieu, Democrat, and David Hogg, remember him from the Parkland shooting in Florida, now a college student, both came out and said there's no such thing as a state public health emergency exception to the United States Constitution. When you have gone so far in your anti-gun policies that you've lost anti-gun people like Ted Lieu and David Hogg, you have gone way too far. Coming up, pretending to be poor. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible, one-of-a-kind Bible with expanded Apocrypha in the Last Chance Defender Bible Package. Right now, while supplies last, we're offering this giant limited edition Defender Family Bible for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. But if that wasn't enough, we're also including the Defender Publishing's 120 ebook collection absolutely free. Now, this Data DVD library collection includes 120 of Defender's all-time best-selling books featuring authors like Dr. Thomas Horn, Derek Gilbert, Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Sharon Gilbert, Allie Henson, Donna Howell, Terry James, the late, great Michael Heiser, and so many more, too many to number. This DVD library also includes the limited edition Defender Bible with expanded Apocrypha, and all of these books in this collection come in popular ebook formats so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices. It's devices of your choosing wherever you go, including the Bible that we're talking about today. These items hold a retail value of $1,400 if you had to buy all of these ebooks separately. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special offer. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Last Chance Defender Bible Package right now.
This would make a really, really amazing Christmas gift, too, for all of the people in your life that love to do research or your pastor. So buy it now and save it and give it to them for Christmas.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. Just stash it somewhere.
Yeah.
Topic number one today, LARPing poverty. That was the plan this past weekend in Highland Park, Illinois, a rather well-off suburb of Chicago, where they were forced to cancel a poverty simulation event after a backlash on social media. People noticed that they were planning this poverty simulation event at the Highland Park Country Club. For 2.5 hours, people were invited to the country club to pretend to be poor so they could gain a better understanding of what poverty is actually like. And of course, people pointed out that that's actually ridiculous. 2.5 hours of sitting at a country club so that you can understand what it's like to be poor and homeless and hungry and cold or hot. Scratched after the organizers realized that perhaps the public didn't understand what they were trying to do. No, we understood. It's just that what you were trying to do was really silly. Well, during the month of September, our way of thanking you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a copy of the important book by David Heavener, True Power. That is the power of the Holy Spirit in us as believers in Jesus Christ. There's no minimum amount to take advantage of this offer. If you donate during the month of September and you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you a copy of David's book, add it to your reference library, gift it to a friend, whatever. You can find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or call us toll-free during business hours at 844-750-4985. Skywatch TV's Family Defender Bible is back. This was a very popular item when it was out, and for a limited time only, there is a select number available. Again, we talk about this Bible. It is a King James Bible with the expanded Apocrypha, the Apocrypha that includes the Book of Enoch, or the Book of First Enoch, more properly. We talk about why it's important to have this additional information in Scripture, or in our Scriptures, and how you can get your own copy of the Defender Family Bible. Join us this week. Joe Horn hosts the panel discussion, and you can find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always there, as it is on our Roku and Apple TV channels. Make sure you've got that on your set-top box if you've got Apple TV or Roku. You can also check out the YouTube channel for the main program, Skywatch TV Now, our Rumble channel, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or best of all, download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That gets all of our video content right into your device, bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech because we will not be canceled on our own app. So all of our video content is there. In addition, an audio Bible with multiple translations, calendar of upcoming events, news updates 3 times a week, a place to donate if you're so led, and more. It's a powerful app developed by a Christian company, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we've got links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.